I never would have got him ready. And if he hadn't had a mighty good air conditioner in his car, he'd have never got me in.
Yeah.
He said, now we going on out to Lucia. That was his sister, you know, my daughter eat dinner. Said she's cooking dinner for us today. I said, JT, I said, let me rest and sleep a little while at home. Just before the thing broke up. Just another day or two of it. He says, all right. He brought me in, he turned on the air condition, and I went to bed. He said, I'll come back and get you. About 11 o'clock, he was back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to go. I wanted to be with them. But what they was saying, my mind was just gone. Mm-hmm. I didn't know nothing. I didn't care. Yeah, they said, now, yeah. We got through eating dinner. There was one thing that I didn't want, the only thing that I could see that I was sick. I didn't hurt nowhere, but I didn't want nothing sweet. And you know how I love sweet stuff. I didn't want that. Lucy said, you want some of this? She had something good to cook. I said, no. She said, what's the matter with you? You sick? I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not sick.
Did you ever hear of people being scared to go in a certain kind of house?
Oh, haunted houses?
Uh-huh. You heard about those?
I have that. But you know, and I was talking to one daughter-in-law and thought I was talking to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
They was going to show slide pictures, you know, that night. I went down and lay down. I noticed my son. He come in that live there. Why did he come in and sit down there talking to me? Of course, Miss was, but I didn't think much about that. Mm-hmm. There's all paying too much time. And other, you know, them two brothers don't see no one. You know how they can cut up and go on laugh and holler. Well, everything got quiet.
Yeah.
Well, then they said, now you don't see the slides? I said, yeah, sure do. Got up, went in, sat down, good chair. Quickly, I got up, went back to bed. I wanted to come home. That's all I wanted to do. And I said to Lucille that day, I said, Lucille, I want to go home. She says, you reckon I would let you go home in the shape you in? I said, Lucille, I am not sick. Right then, you know what I thought?
What?
It was just pure meanness in her. I told her about it many times. She said, I knowed it. That's really what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go home. Everybody come around, she wouldn't go home with me. No. No. And I had to stay. But Bill said, JT said, I'll go home with you tonight and spend the night with you.
Yeah.
Come in. Him and Bill both brought me. He fixed that couch right there. He wanted to be in here where this air conditioner was. He fixed that and went in and fixed my bed. We went right to bed. I didn't, but he take me back. He wouldn't let me stay, though. I didn't have a bit of sense. And didn't care.
Say, if someone had about 500 acres of land, you'd say he really had a land?
Well, there's more than one way to answer that, ain't there?
Uh-huh.
A good farm, big, large farm.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say a right smart?
Yeah, but I never did think a right smart sounds. It ain't nothing bad, but.
Uh-huh. Say, you might tell someone, well, you better put a sweater on. It's not really cold, but it's getting
chilly.
Uh-huh. And say if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you might say, I'm really what to see you.
I didn't understand which phrase.
It's a good friend of yours. If you hadn't seen him in a long time, you'd say, I'm
so glad to see you.
Uh-huh. And if someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why, the very
idea.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then? When a friend of yours says good morning, you'd ask them, them about their health, you'd ask them.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say?
You're asking how they're feeling or something like that, and how they've been feeling, how they've been getting along.
What would you say to a stranger when you introduced to a stranger?